Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's a public service we do traditionally here on The Takeaway. We've been doing it for decades here on this show, called the annual Remixing the Holidays series. All week long, we're talking with musicians, music lovers, writers, and you, all of our listeners, about the best and worst songs of the season. Today, we're joined by John Wozniak and Dylan Keefe, the lead singer and bassist of the band Marcy Playground. They first hit it big in the late 90s with their number one single, Sex and Candy. You heard a cut from it a little while ago. And they've been touring the country for the past year promoting their latest album, Leaving Wonderland, in a fit of rage. Named for a school playground in Minneapolis, Marcy Playground has always been inspired by childhood. And Dylan and John are here to act up.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You guys are up kind of early, right?
Yeah,
for us.
Yeah, these aren't rock and roll hours.
But you actually may know Dylan Keefe's voice. So listen to this.
869-8253.
Every morning you hear that. That is the only artifact left from when you were the technical director of this show.
Now you right, can Dylan? Blame me for the bleeps and swooshes and stuff like that. On the show.
But very much the sound of this show is a result of your creativity.
Yeah.
And then you decided to ditch us and go back to the music.
We're getting the band back together, man.
So, John and Dylan, good morning and congratulations. John, when you say Christmas music, when I say Christmas music, what do you think of?
I think of TV specials from the 60s and 70s. I remember when we got our first color television in 1977 and my parents hated television. They thought it was for the stupid people, and it made you stupid. So they never let me watch anything except the news or Christmas specials or public
really?
Television. Yeah, Sesame Street and
Mr.
Rogers.
TV, Christmas specials, and the news.
Yeah, that was
it. News will make you stupid.
And football.
And football. All right, so this Christmas special is certainly a classic.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
And it's 1966. Boris Karloff, one of his last performances.
Oh, great.
And my kids know this by heart.
Yeah.
Even today. And, you know, describe the scene when you were watching this. What was going on?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he's so gross. And, you know, like his teeth. And like, you just, you know, they kind of zoom in on his, you know, it was just... When you're a kid and you see that, and this Grinch is just, you know, lurking around, and he's all gross. It's
now,
great.
There's something creepy about all of them. I mean, all these Christmas specials. Yeah, there's something always creepy or a bit scary or something like that.
Wait a minute.
But like, yeah, like this one.
Creepy?
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits?
Again, the 60s were a productive Christmas special decade. That's from the 1964 Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which still airs.
Yeah.
Why is this creepy?
Oh, the whole thing was creepy. First of all, just the animation is a little... I mean, it's very intriguing, but there's something a little strange about it. And at the end, this is the one with the abominable snowman.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's nothing
Bumbles,
creepy.
They bounce.
Yukon yeah. Cornelius. Bumbles,
and,
they
yeah,
bounce.
Yeah, Yukon Cornelius.
And that the kid it doesn't fit in because he's an elf who's a dentist, right?
Yeah.
Why don't I fit in?
Yeah.
I can
yeah,
do
that's
that
good.
Voice.
That's
yeah, I watched that one a little too much. And this, of course, had concepts like this here. Now, the theory here was that there is a place where misfit, sort of screwed up toys mm-hmm. would go, and they would never find kids. I mean, what's an example? Can you remember any misfit toys?
Oh, yeah.
Jack in
sure.
the Box.
No, it was a Charlie in the Box.
Oh, Charlie in the Box.
Yeah,
that's
see,
right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who wants a Charlie in the Box?
That's right.
I mean, come on.
Didn't he, like, run the place or something like that?
Something like
he
that.
He could have if he tried.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's an awful concept. It's like the Velveteen Rabbit. I don't know if you ever read that when you were a kid.
That was freaky.
It's really depressing.
Yeah. But there's nothing creepy about this, right?
No, this particular one, actually, it wasn't Christmas until this program came on.
Right,
until
this is Vince Guaraldi's fantastic arrangement of the Charlie Brown Christmas. You know this.
Oh, my gosh, of course.
I mean, I have such vivid memories of watching this special. That little tree that
and how they all got together and actually made the spirit of Christmas.
Tree.
Oh, my God,
sad
yeah.
Tree. Yeah.
To this day,
amazing.
I love
so
it.
So, wait, John, you have five kids.
Yeah.
Do they watch these?
Yes.
So it's still after.
No, my 9-year-old son does the bass of the Lucy and Linus tune on the piano all the time.
Nice.
And he plays these. He tries to. He picks them up. So did you ever try to play this music in your band?
As a band, we never tried to play it.
You know what? That would be a good idea, though. Doing an album of, just do all these.
Let's do it.
All right, let's move to the 70s before we go. All right, here's the 1974 Rankin and Bass TV special, The Year Without a Santa Claus.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below.
No,
it's great.
It's great.
Oh,
I missed this one.
Super catchy.
You missed this one?
Oh, brilliant. And then there's Mr. Heatmeister with his flaming afro. Oh, my God, I loved him.
Oh, man, see, I'm so deprived.
Really?
Yeah, I missed this one.
This was a short one, though. It was short. It wasn't very long.
I was in high school in the 1970s.
Now, a lot of these were, I think they were sponsored by GE, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what was the company that made them?
Westinghouse, I think.
Rankin and Bass.
Rankin and Bass?
They were all done in Japan, actually. It's a Toronto company that basically did it in Japan, then they moved to the U.S., but yeah, it was good stuff.
But a long time ago, I mean, when I was a little kid, this was actually a Christmas special. It's not so associated as Christmas anymore, but it is now.
I could while away the hour.
Yeah.
Confirm with the flowers.
Of course.
The Wizard of Oz.
Now, talk about creepy.
Would start. Yeah. The Wizard of Oz would start at Thanksgiving, and then all the specials would proceed until actually Christmas happened. And, The Wizard of Oz is a Christmas special. I always wondered about that. There's nothing about Christmas in here.
No.
Is the wizard Santa Claus?
I don't know. I always picture some sort of Jack Donaghy sort of character, just saying, the kids will love this. Putting it on his, put it on there.
If you bring me a broom, honey, you'll get more under the tree, I guess. Well, that's The Wizard of Oz. Christmas specials.
Fire, Santa Claus?
Remixing the holidays, according to
really
famous TV specials. Dylan Keefe, bassist and founding member of the band Marcy Playground, former technical director of The Takeaway, and John Wozniak, singer, songwriter, guitarist, and founding member of the band Marcy Playground. Where do you guys go next?
Where do we go next? Actually, we're going to be playing in Brooklyn. This is a local thing. On the 19th.
All right.
And then around the East Coast, West Coast, all over the place.
Merry Christmas, nice. Guys.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You. Merry
you
Christmas.
Tomorrow, the series continues with author Augustine Burroughs, who will walk us through his favorite dysfunctional family Christmas tunes. I'm John Hockenberry with Majora Carter sitting in for Celeste Headlee all this week. This is The Takeaway.